I'm John, and tonight I want answers about hush money. There's no stopping us now, because we're live.
I'm John Thompson.
I'm John A. Vink.
I'm Keith Statenfield.
I'm Loretta Beavers.
I'm AJ Minnick.
I'm Jennifer Sim.
I'm Bobby Chastain. These stories tonight on John Wants Answers.
John wants answers. John wants answers. Give John answers.
Give John answers.
John wants answers.
I heard we gotta take Bobby out.
That's what I heard too.
Bobby resigned from the station. He's not here anymore, so we gotta take him out.
You get a better job?
I don't know if it's better. He got a job.
Yeah, well.
I heard he wasn't really working here for the last 6 years anyways. Which I can relate. My last 3 years at Google, I wasn't working.
I'm just gonna say that a couple,
Check your calendar. If it says May 9th, 2024, then we're live.
Shouldn't it be centered?
You don't think it's centered?
No, it's not centered.
Oh, who didn't center it?
And it was like thing down, like what? Oh, that's my phone.
Yeah, your phone's on the table. Running pre
It looked weird. It looked weird. It looked like a pterodactyl.
Yeah, this is weird too. I gotta throw that up. So.
You gotta cover what up?
The green in my thing is showing through. So, first up, we have some old business.
Okay.
Your title. You're supposed to come back with a list of titles.
I was?
You can pick from. Well, you should watch the show more.
Yeah.
You should pay attention to what you say on the show more.
Okay.
So,
I don't remember the last time I was on the show. I think it was like 3 months ago.
Well, this is Keith Statenfield. Yeah, we've been away for a while.
Yeah, there was an eclipse.
We did.
And I was on a boat.
March, you were on a boat.
I was on a boat.
And then April, we watched an eclipse.
We did.
Which you can see on the TV over there.
Sure. That's not the eclipse. That's the opposite of the eclipse.
No, they see right now. Bam! Okay. That eclipse right there. You see that?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's better in person, people.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Not 97%. Like 97% of an eclipse is not an eclipse.
Oh, no. You have to be total. Totality.
It's worth it, people. Just 2026 in Egypt, I think, is your next chance.
Or is it Spain?
No, Spain. Spain
and
in 2026.
Iceland. Heard Iceland's too cloudy.
It's too cloudy. Iceland's
too
cloudy.
Go to Spain.
Pro tip. Go to Spain.
Spain.
Or Egypt 2 years later.
When's it going back to the U.S.? Not for a long time, right?
22 years?
I think 2040,
time. Yeah. Yeah, like 2040.
We got spoiled. We got two in a row that were kind of close.
7 years apart.
And then, oh, it's 20 years.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a small kid, like in 1978.
Yes.
They put paper on top of the windows, so we couldn't look outside, because I guess a solar eclipse was coming. And I think we'd all get blind.
Wow.
In fact, today, I'm driving to the station today.
Yes.
And I'm driving on the freeway, 101.
Yeah.
And I'm driving directly into the sun.
Yes.
Now, how is it that I'm not blind for life, but if there was an eclipse that I glanced at for a second, it would blind me for life?
Well, first of all, you're looking through glass in your car.
Yes.
You tend not to be looking through glass. And secondly, you...
Sunglasses on.
Yeah. Well, the windshield blocks a lot of the UV.
Okay. My sunglasses don't do that?
No.
Oh.
And it's worse when the sun is closer to the horizon, it goes through more air, so it blocks more shit.
Oh, okay.
But also, you are partly blind from driving into the sun for years of your life.
Okay. That's too bad.
Yeah.
So you have no title. So I was going to call you my sidekick, and you were like, I'll bring a list of titles next month.
Man. The great thing about this show is I say things, and then they're gone.
No, it's
like,
still on
the internet.
I
don't need to think of them ever again.
It's still on the internet.
That's the problem with the internet.
All right. So our second old business.
So I'm gonna make a reminder. You talk.
Okay. Andrew Will Young. Do we still know how he died?
No news.
Do we think it was murder?
No.
Okay. Next up. Has Donald Trump been indicted on anything new?
No, not indicted.
Didn't the Arizona indict a bunch of his co-conspirators
for
a bunch of stuff recently?
Yes.
What was that all about?
Arizona Attorney General filed indictments against a number of the people that fraudulently claimed they were validly elected.
Oh, they're the fake electors.
College or electoral college electors.
Did they show up like in Congress on January 6th saying, I'm the elector?
They did not. The electors don't go to Congress. The electors send, electors meet, I believe December 12th was the day. I don't remember exactly when. In each state, they vote. They, you know.
Do they travel on
horseback?
Essentially
all sign a letter, which, you know, is authorized. And that letter gets sent to Congress. And it gets put in a box, which some interns carry around, which we only know because when the January 6th people attacked Congress, those same interns had to go rescue those bags that they had the official elector letters in, even though everyone knew the results of every state.
So did Congress receive two letters from Arizona, one fake and one real?
In many cases, Congress had, in the bag, they had all the correct letters.
Okay.
But some senators and representatives, their intention was they would say, we, if any two people from either house of Congress stand up and say, I challenge the votes from this state, then the rules say each house has to go back and debate for some amount of time, I think it's an hour or 90 minutes, to resolve that situation, and then they return and continue the count.
Did the Republicans do that for every state that Democrats won?
Well, the Republicans had some set of states for which they had these fraudulent elector things. And in some of those states, like the state senator or the senator from the state or a representative from the state had these fraudulent letters. And their intention was to stand up and say, you know, I protest the results of Wisconsin. And then Ron Johnson would say, I think Wisconsin's vote was stolen, but I have here, and one of the reasons I think that is I have here another set of electoral votes from Wisconsin, and we believe that these are the true results of the state of Wisconsin in terms of who won a majority of validly cast votes. And since the job of Congress is to count electoral votes, let's decide to count this correct set of electors' votes, which are for Donald Trump instead of for Joseph Biden.
Sounds like a big scam.
Yeah, yeah.
Have they fixed the scam in the last 4 years? No.
No.
So as I understand it, Kamala Harris just picks next president.
Pretty much, yeah. She gets to decide.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Joe Biden or herself.
Well, probably Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if she can pick herself. I think she's going to pick among the folks she's got.
Oh, okay. All right. Also, old business.
Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump did get a bunch of fines for violating a gag order, but that's not an indictment.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Last episode, a federal court ruled that Trump cannot commit infinite crime while he's president. And then that got appealed to the Supreme Court. Have they ruled on that yet?
No.
Oh, they haven't?
No, like three
so
or
he
four
could
weeks.
Still, the current president could still commit infinite crime.
I don't think he can commit infinite crime. I mean, it's got to be bounded.
Limit? There's a limit to the crime?
There's a fixed amount of time in the universe.
Right.
And you can't.
But while you're president, you can commit as many crimes as you possibly could.
You can,
could.
But still, it's not going to get to be infinite.
All right.
I mean, he can commit a lot of crime. He can commit an awful lot of crime. But not
sounds like
infinite crime.
And when this ruling comes down, they're telling Joe Biden, you can kill Donald Trump.
Well, no.
And you can kill six of the nine Supreme Court judges.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it?
No, he'd have his dog Commander do it.
Oh, yeah. Because you can't send a dog to jail, can you?
You can't.
Yeah.
They're too good.
Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
Now you lay very still, and you wait until just between your heartbeats, and that's when you pull the trigger.
When is the Supreme Court verdict expected?
Presumably before the end of the term, which is June.
Oh, they got a lot of time to decide this.
They tend to save their more controversial decisions for near the end of the term. And
is that delaying
they are the Supreme Court, so no one can
Yeah.
Hold them.
That's going to delay all the trials against him, right?
Not all of them.
Like, is the documents case
delayed?
That's delayed.
Yeah, but the judge delayed that yesterday, just indefinitely. Like, there's too much shit up in the air. Let's delay this indefinitely.
Okay. Is that judge going to get recused?
Well, no.
Thrown out?
Probably not.
Okay. All right, corrections.
I mean, you'd need two-thirds vote in the House and two-thirds vote in the Senate. No, you need a majority vote in the House, two-thirds vote in the Senate to impeach the judge.
Oh. Well, I mean, they could just reassign her or reassign the case to some other judge.
Yes, they could reassign the case. Yeah. But if you want to get rid of her as a judge, she has to resign or she has to be impeached. Mm-hmm. And impeachment requires two-thirds of the Senate. Okay. And that seems very unlikely.
Correct. We have corrections.
Okay.
From last episode.
Sure.
The Last Supper was a Passover Seder.
Seder.
That's what it was.
What did I say it was? Or what did you say it was?
You said it was just some big dinner they had.
It was a big dinner.
To celebrate.
Yeah. Sure.
And all these characters, like Doubting Thomas was there and Judas.
Thomas. He didn't become Doubting Thomas.
Thomas sounds like a nickname
until after
Donald Trump would give somebody. Oh, yeah. This guy, Doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the Messiah, but he's like, I don't know if he's the Messiah. Could be any guy.
It was bad. It was bigly bad.
Bigly bad.
All right. Our first topic tonight, Speaker of the House.
Let me check.
Were you checking?
Still Mike Johnson.
Okay. So there was another vote to remove the Speaker of the House.
There was.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, good old MTG.
Started it. It's not like she's just in for the drama, isn't she?
Yes. And the press.
And the press.
Yeah.
Now, the last time we had this vote, it was Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
Yes. And they did vote to get rid of
eventually,
the speaker.
Eventually, yes. Well, yeah, they voted to remove the speaker.
Was it all the Republicans and all the Democrats?
No.
Who voted that time?
No, it was... I mean, the vote to remove the speaker...
It was Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, the speaker was Kevin McCarthy. I think all the Democrats voted to remove him, uh-huh, and many of the Republicans.
Okay.
I mean, enough that they got a majority.
Because you don't need many. Because all the Democrats, you probably need like 10 Republicans. And
yeah,
that's the majority.
But they got more than that. They got quite a number of Republicans.
Now this time...
And then...
What happened?
It took them 3.5 weeks to elect a new one?
Yeah, yeah. That was a...
Yeah.
A fluster cluck?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it took 13 votes to make McCarthy speaker the first time.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. Good times.
So this time, few Republicans and
I think it was like 40 or 50 Republicans voted in favor of removing him, and I don't know that any Democrats voted, but since the majority of Democrats did not vote to remove him, and since a majority of Republicans didn't vote to remove him, they didn't have a majority to even remove him from office.
Is that because Mike Johnson is not so bad as we had feared?
I don't think it's that. Mm. I think it's that there's nobody... Like, who are they going to make speaker if it's not Mike Johnson? I mean, it was a huge cluster fluck last time.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't make any of them look... You know, it didn't make anyone in Congress look good, that, you know, they just flailed away forever.
Mm-hmm.
The margin between the two parties is still razor thin, such that, you know, they could decide to have a speaker's vote and a traffic accident on one side of town could keep three Republicans from making it to the chamber in time, and poof, they could have a Democratic Speaker of the House.
That'd be cool.
And the first thing they could do is they could say, hey, let's vote to change the rules for how you remove the speaker.
Uh-huh.
And that's just a majority vote. And then they're stuck until January 4th of next year with Democratic Speaker in a House where the Democrats don't have a majority.
That could be fun.
Yeah. I mean,
interesting times.
Yeah, good times.
Were they, well, I guess, was Marjorie Taylor Greene upset that Mike Johnson was being bipartisan and trying to move the country along?
I don't know what bipartisan. She has said that she does not think he has focused enough on the true issues, which are building a wall and making sure Joe Biden's presidency fails and not giving any more money to Ukraine.
Oh.
And, I mean, the vote Johnson pushed through last week, 2 weeks ago, was funding for the conflict in Israel, mm-hmm. funding for the conflict in Ukraine, and funding for the defense needs of Taiwan.
Does Israel need defense funding?
We give and sell them a lot of weapons.
It seems like they've demolished Gaza. They need more weapons and more bombs?
Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, you've used up your bombs. You need new ones.
They can buy them themselves.
Well, they can, but who are they going to buy them from? They're going to buy them from us. We got to sell them to them.
So we can sell them weapons, not give them weapons.
Well, apparently we're going to do both.
Both. That doesn't seem physically responsible.
Fiscally responsible.
Physically.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I mean, it's physically possible.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, our next topic is Trump hush money trial.
Sure. Funny thing, since we didn't start at an even multiple, I have no idea how much time we have left in the show.
Neither do I.
Yeah. We're just going to ramble.
We're going to ramble until
they
Jennifer
kick us out.
Tells
until
us.
Until they kick us out.
You got to stop. So could Trump get jail time for if he is convicted in this trial?
Current trial in New York? Yes, he could.
But isn't
it's
just
a little unlikely, but yes, he could.
Isn't it just a misdemeanor that he's
it's a
charged
felony.
With? A felony.
Faking business records by itself is a misdemeanor.
Okay.
That is the first charge. Mm-hmm. But faking business records becomes a felony if you do it as part of another crime.
What's the other crime?
Election. Spending money in an election without declaring it correctly.
Okay.
Supporting a candidate without publicizing it. Yada, yada, yada.
Okay. But he could be in jail before that because there's a gag order on him that he's been violating.
Yes.
Now, he's been fined $1,000 for 10 times. Is that typical, or would a typical person be thrown in jail by now?
The legal folks I have heard have said that nothing in this case is terribly typical.
Yeah.
But the 9 of those violations happened the the first decision. Mm-hmm. And for things like gag orders, judges are much more likely to fine you first before throwing you in jail.
Now,
so the 10th violation happened after the first 9. And after the prosecution had filed to bring those 9, and there were a couple others in that first 9, I think there were 11 or 12, and the judge found a couple of them Trump had not violated the gag order, so those got discarded. The additional couple that got considered this last time, I think maybe this last time there were 3 or 4 and only one of them got upheld. I don't recall. Some of them have gotten thrown out. The second round of gag orders still happened before the judge had announced the ruling in the first gag order. And judges, lawyers tell me, judges will likely wait, will say, I hadn't yet been able to tell you the consequences if you continue this, but I want you to know. And Judge Ergodin, judge in this case, I think Judge Ergodin is the other judge, so I think I was wrong.
Merchant?
Yeah, Merchant, I believe. The judge in this case, at the hearing for the second hearing, said, it seems pretty clear to me that the fines are not keeping you from violating the gag order.
$1,000 fine for Donald Trump doesn't seem like much.
It doesn't, but $1,000 is the maximum statutory fine the judge can impose.
Right.
So he said, so you are a former president, you are a potential future president, but I want you to understand, if you keep violating the gag order, mm-hmm. jail is a very strong possibility for you. And even jail, they would probably not send him to jail for 3 months. They would send him to jail for 24 hours or send him to jail for the weekend. You know, they would ramp jail up as well. They're not going to put him away for 18 months in jail.
Right.
And they can really only put him away for the duration of the trial. Once the trial has ended, you know, once the trial has concluded and the jury has announced its verdict, there's no need for a gag order anymore. Yeah. He will either be guilty or innocent, guilty or not guilty. Mm-hmm. And if he's guilty, he would be able to appeal. But, you know, the gag order would presumably end when the trial does. The appeal could impose a new gag order.
Does a gag order infringe on his First Amendment right?
I mean, yeah. Well, it keeps him from saying things.
Right.
As I have heard lawyers say many times, the First Amendment is not absolute, just like all of the others.
I cannot utter death threats against the president, for example. That's not a First Amendment right.
You cannot utter plausibly believable death threats against the president. Mm-hmm.
Can I yell fire in a crowded theater?
Weirdly, yes, that's an example everyone brings up.
Right.
It's from an early case. The Supreme Court long ago said that whole fire in a crowded movie theater thing was a bad decision, and that case is no longer. I mean, you can't fire. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater.
Oh no, I can't.
But it's not a violation of your First Amendment.
It's I like to express how this movie is fire.
Sure. Yeah, let me know how it goes.
Okay.
I'll visit you in jail.
You would?
No.
Oh. Oh?
I mean, maybe video.
If, let's say the president is convicted of this crime.
Yes.
And he gets jail time.
Yes.
If he's elected president, would that spring him out? Or would he have to be president from jail?
That's a great question.
We
We've somehow made it almost 250 years into our country and never resolved that.
Is it described in the
issue?
Constitution at all or not even addressed?
It's not addressed.
Okay.
The case is in New York.
Mm-hmm. So it's a state case.
So it's
right?
a state crime.
So he can't pardon himself.
He cannot, if elected president, upon becoming president, he can pardon federal crimes. So if it was a federal case, he could pardon himself. If it's a federal case that hasn't been decided yet, he could order the federal prosecutor to stop prosecuting it.
Does he have the freedom to order prosecutors?
He does.
To stop?
I mean, he shouldn't, but he's president. He does.
Oh.
But he has no authority over state cases.
Right.
Now, realistically, if he wins the presidency,
he could order the military to spring him out?
Well, I strongly suspect the governor of New York would say, for the good of the country, we can't have a president in jail.
Are we
and
sure
commute
about that?
His remaining sentence.
I think for the good of the country, he should be in jail.
I mean, there is zero chance of him showing up in prison. I mean, first of all, there's a low likelihood of him going to jail for this at all. It is much more likely to be a significant fine against him and his business and a, you know, probation, go forth and commit no more crimes type of thing.
Right.
If they did send him to jail, which, again, very unlikely, you know, the governor of New York, for the good of the country, might commute the sentence. He can appeal whatever happens. And those appeals would almost certainly keep him from going to jail until after January 20th of next year. If he is not in New York State and they did decide to send him to jail, mm-hmm. you know, New York could send police officers to wherever he is and say, we have come to get you, but they require cooperation from whatever state he's in, and he's going to be surrounded by Secret Service people who are not going to allow him to be taken into custody.
Secret Service works for the government.
Secret Service works for the president. It's a division of the, it's part of the executive branch under the Justice Department.
But they went, like when he got arrested and indicted the first time, they cooperated in bringing him.
They did.
Yeah.
But.
Well, he wasn't president,
you know,
at the time.
He, well, first of all, he wasn't president.
Yeah.
And he showed up. I mean, they didn't send officers to get him. Mm-hmm. His lawyer made a call and said, you know, he will be at the courthouse at 4 o'clock for not getting his mugshot and not getting his fingerprints taken.
So in this case, the hush money trial, it's about him...
forging business records.
It's about him paying two women to not talk about their relationship with him. But does
so,
it matter that... If they had sex with him or not, like
no.
that's not really
has
an
nothing
issue.
To do with it, and it's only one, it's only Stormy Daniels.
I thought Karen McDougal.
She did, but that happened before, and Trump didn't pay McDougal, the National Enquirer paid McDougal.
Okay.
And that was not a crime at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the payments to Stormy Daniels only became a crime because of the way they used, the way they ran it through the business and claimed it was a legal expense, and then therefore committed business fraud in the documentation for the business, in the tax filings for the business.
All right.
And Michael Cohen also committed fraud in receiving it, but he went to prison.
Has
served his sentence.
He's already served it?
Yeah, he's out.
Okay. So it seems if they find that Trump is not guilty, wouldn't that by extension make Cohen not guilty? And we get like 18 months of his life back?
No, that's not how it works.
Oh. So he could be guilty and Trump could be not guilty?
Yes.
Oh. That seems messed up.
Well, you could say that Cohen committed the fraud and Trump, I mean, you could say Trump didn't actually know it was fraud. You know, he...
But ignorance of the law is no defense, I heard.
Well, you could say Trump just didn't know what was going on. Uh-huh. Imagine...
I believe that.
Imagine Trump just signed whatever check you put in front of him. Uh-huh. And someone said, we put a check in front of you. You signed it. That check went to Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen used it to pay off a porn star. This other guy, Weiselman, faked your business records.
Mm-hmm.
But you were oblivious. You didn't know how your business worked. You weren't paying attention. In that case, he's not. In that case, he's not guilty.
His defense would be he's an idiot.
That would be one defense, yes.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's the defense he's going to use.
No.
But.
Okay. What else about the trial do we need to know?
They haven't started the defense yet.
They've cross.
Well, the cross happens after each witness.
Yeah.
But at some point, the defense gets to call their own witnesses.
Right.
That,
are they going
to call
Donald Trump?
Start. I've heard Donald says he would like to testify.
Yeah, well,
but
he says a lot of things.
Yeah, Donald Trump should not testify if he knows what's good for him.
And if he doesn't testify, the prosecution cannot...
Can't call him.
Can't call him.
You can't be... The Fifth Amendment says you can't be compelled.
Right. And that's our show.
Look, credits.
See you in June. No, yeah, I won't see you in June. I'll be in Italy.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll see some. Maybe later in June we'll do another show.
Sure.
Yeah, are you going to do a show? As Keith explains.
I was hoping. I mean, a lot of shit happened this month.
Yeah.
But maybe...